Attention online shoppers, you might soon have to pay sales tax. The United States Senate is poised this week to pass a bill that could hike the price of online goods slightly depending on which state you live in. From member station WSHU, Charles Lane tells us who loves this bill and who doesn't.
Okay, so the plan is to play a small practical joke on my brother, Buns of Steel DVD. See, he gained a bit of weight, and I'm taking the eternal right given to all older brothers worldwide and poking fun at him.
You want to see the results?
All for the bargain price of $19 and, yep, sales tax, $1.69. But if I have the DVD shipped to my brother in Colorado, sales tax, gone.
It is not really legal, but it is practically unenforceable.
Kim Rubin is a state tax expert for the nonpartisan Tax Policy Institute. She says because my Buns of Steel seller and I are located in the same state, New York, sales tax has to be collected. But when it's shipped out of state, the onus falls on, well, my brother to add the tax to his annual income tax. Hardly anyone does this, and states have noticed.
I think over time, sales tax revenues have been eroding for two reasons. One, because more and more sales are going online.
For years now, states have been pushing Congress to pass some sort of law allowing them to collect local sales tax from online and catalog purchases. The latest rendition is called the Marketplace Fairness Act. It essentially would force my Buns of Steel purveyor to collect the proper sales tax in my brother's home state and send it in. A couple qualifications. One, the online retailer has to gross more than $1 million in sales per year. And two, states have to make it easy for companies to know and remit the tax. But that's actually the tricky part. Kathy Terrell sells my Buns of Steel video and other fitness DVDs on eBay, which has lobbied hard to stop the Marketplace Fairness Act. Terrell says the bill would force her into a grueling process involving all but the five states without sales tax.
You have to go online, you have to set up an account, you have to give them access to your bank account. That takes, depending on your facility on the internet, anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. That means I'm going to have to go online and do that with 45 states. That means you have 45 accounts with all these states.
Lobbyists against the Marketplace Fairness Act argue that there are some 10,000 taxing jurisdictions in the country. Selling retro fitness DVDs is easy compared to something like, say, candy or clothing, which could fall into a dizzying array of different tax categories and tax rates. Supporters of the bill say there are companies that can automate this for a small cost to the states and free to smaller retailers. For large volume retailers, this cost of tracking, collecting, and remitting the tax does start to add up. But Don Bruce, an economist at the University of Tennessee, says this cost is negligible to doing online business. He says people won't abandon online shopping for brick and mortar just because of a sales tax.
Nowadays, people shop online because it's efficient, it's convenient. If you're willing to wait a day or two, and even the wait times are going down dramatically, the gap between the two is quickly closing.
Bruce calculates that states missed out on about $11 billion in sales tax revenue in 2012. That's money once spent on roads, schools, and other local services. The White House says President Obama would sign the Marketplace Fairness Act, but the U.S. House of Representatives has yet to signal when or if it would take up the measure. But given the rare bipartisan support in the Senate, it might be wise for me to buy my Buns of Steel sooner rather than later. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.
This is NPR News.